The Rawhide Hour by Gordon Pengilly.
That was Dave and the Spurs a-dumping their good stuff on the airwaves in the Cowtown just for you. My name is Roy Boy Long, and this is the Rawhide Hour.
Rollin', 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 stop that ladder rollin'.
We got all the moves, so get in the country groove.
C-M-O-N, come on country music. The big 88 on your dial.
It's 2:02 in the afternoon, and I've got the tunes if you got the room in your heart for some country. This is your only Roy Boy reminding you all that negative slack tends to increase. Yes, sirree, it's rodeo time again.
This is Dusty McCoy coming to you live from the opening ceremonies of Earth Stampede, the greatest show on Earth. We've got horses and ropers and banners and broncos and more pretty cowgirls than I've ever seen in one place. And here come the rodeo clowns. It's Roger the Dodger and Bingo Pajamas! Roger is chasing Bingo in an old green jalopy with a pair of Texas Longhorns on the bumper. What courage! What agility! These are the most entertaining rodeo clowns in the world, and the crowd is eating it up!
Get off the air! That was Dusty the Real McCoy, our man at the rodeo grounds.
Country in the soul, country in the blood. Country 88 is the one most loved.
We've got more good times than Roy Boy Long has regrets. And believe me, that's saying a lot.
Get that dog a bone. If you got a free finger that ain't up your nose, then stick it in the phone and dial. You know what happens when the lines aren't buzzing. I'll be forced to converse with myself. I'll start going on about my former career as a rodeo clown. And who the heck needs that? Thank the good Lord and his many little helpers. Roy Boy!
Is this the Rawhide Hour?
It's me in the flesh, if you dare to imagine it.
I beg your pardon?
I'm wearing my pants, and if you want to dance, then give me a tune right now.
I would like to hear that song about that guy who left that girl.
Well, that sure narrows it down.
I'm serious.
Sorry.
You're just being mean. And I don't give a hoot if you were once a clown. Goodbye.
Ma'am? Well, we're off to a bucking good start. In the dirt. Tough ride. This is truly and kindly your Roy Boy Long reminding you all, wherever you fall, there you are. And in case you just joined the show, I really was a rodeo clown in my younger, more agile days. I've got an 8x10 photograph of myself in my get-up, biting on the ear of a red-eyed bull with a gleam on my painted face. Then it all got sadly erased when I was gored by a bull in Cheyenne. Now I am, with a steel ball joint in my hip, walking around with a gall darn cane. I've been lamed, but I never say die.
Somebody get that man a coffee.
They watch me like hawks around here. I know that sound, and lo and behold, it's our guy in the sky with the traffic report.
What do you say, Roy Boy?
You tell me.
Well, in a word from the bird, it's just plain nasty. Looks like every man and his dog is busting a gut to get to the grandstand today. I've got Crowchow backed up all the way to Shaganappy and the bridge at the Bow in a cockeyed shooting match. There's a horse trailer jackknifed on the overpass at Memorial Drive. You couldn't free the jam I see with God's own can opener, Roy. Tough luck, Palsy-Walsy. Think I'll swoop down the Blackfoot to McLeod Trail and see what's coming in from the south.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Bum-legged and lonely and chained to the ground, but I know you're out there somewhere. Call! Hey! Rawhide Hour, you're on the air.
I rode Brahma bulls back in the 20s and 30s.
You did not.
I sure as hell did.
How many bones did you break?
I broke all of them, Roy. I broke so many bones, I rattle when I walk. They don't make bulls like they used to, Roy. And I swear, on a stack of Bibles, I swear if it hadn't been for those rodeo clowns, I would have been killed in the dirt 9 times. No, sir. They don't make clowns like they used to, Roy. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because they don't make bulls like they used to.
Well, that's a finely tuned argument, Pops.
It is. Oh, it is. The bulls they got these days are just plain cruds compared to the old ones. I hear they have to shoot them up with drugs just to make them buck half decent. Why, back in the 20s and 30s, they were born to buck. They were goddamn killers in the meat. Ever hear to Snowball?
He was a great one, Pops.
I rode him.
You did not.
I sure as hell did. I rode him at Rocky Mountain House in 1931. And the bugger nearly killed me. And he would have. But I was saved by a rodeo clown named Groucho Marx.
He was a great one, Pops.
He used to bite their ears off, eh?
So did I.
You did not.
I got an 8x10 photograph to prove it.
Well, nobody bit him off like Groucho used to do. And they were mean sons of bitches. But today, nope. Old Groucho would be bored by the business. And debate me not. If you were even half the clown that Groucho was, you'd still be doing it now.
I got gored by a bull in Cheyenne.
Oh, pussy willows.
Oh, hum. Would you like to hear a song?
You wouldn't have it.
Don't bet on it, Pops. Which one?
The meaner the bull.
I've got it.
No. Well, I'll be gummed. No, sorry. They don't make songs like they used to, Roy.
Get back! Get back!
The rodeo is over that hill up ahead. If I don't make it, I'd sooner be dead. I want my empty feet, a Vegas slot machine, for to ride another bull for a living. And I hope that bugger's me!
This is the Rawhide Hour, indeed.
The first time I saw Mr. Roy Boy Long, he was losing at poker in a two-bit saloon. It was dark where he slouched, but when the lights blinked on for
last call,
I saw him all. Roy Boy Long, the man with the perfect face for radio.
Say diggy diggy come, hi diggy diggy come, hey diggy dog diggy doo.
Country coming at you, 88.
You can hit me, you can beat me, you can make me write bad checks, but you can't take away my tunes. This is your only Roy Boy reminding you all that anywhere is somewhere and nowhere is just a state of mind. Shut up! You know, there's a certain breed of cowgirl who can't stay away from the rodeo clowns. Now, you might not think that a man in baggy pants and a big red nose is sexually attractive, but I've had some experience to the contrary. I kid you not. They used to hang around the chutes and blow me kisses, and when I got gored by that bull in Cheyenne, the girls wept buckets for me. They sent me flowers in the hospital by the bushel. It helped to soothe the pain. The whiskey did, too. But that's another story.
Whiskey!
Get back! Get back! When I was a rodeo clown...
Answer it, Slowpoke.
Roy Boy.
I'm sorry I hung up on you last time.
You again, huh?
I am sincerely regretful for having hung up. It was not my intention to be unfriendly, for I was one of them cowgirls you speak of.
You were?
I would not fib. I blew you kisses by the chutes in the prime of your bull teasing best. You were the funniest and most courageous clown of them all, and that includes the late Groucho Marx, who was my daddy.
Well, I'll be dunked and thudded.
My only regret is not having been there when you got gored by that bull in Cheyenne.
Aw, shucks.
I read it in the paper, and my heart just sunk.
Shuckaroos. Oh, well, life goes on. Whatever I lack in mobility now, I make up for with a good taste in songs. Did you think of that one you were asking about?
I don't remember its name, though.
Well, sing a few bars.
Really?
Sure.
Okay. There were rainbows on my heels, sunshine in my hair, on my hat dancing moonbeams, and dewdrops in the air.
Dum-diddy-dum-dum, diddy-dum-dum, diddy-doodle what may.
Dum-diddy-dum-dum, diddy-dum-dum, and I thought you'd always stay.
Everybody needs someone to help them through these days. Arms to hold and words that never
I can't
done.
Go on like this.
Ma'am? This is the Rawhide Hour. My name is Roy Boy Long, reminding you all that if a rope has one end, it surely must have the other. Come diddy doodle what may.
Rolling, 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 stop those tears a rolling.
We've got all the fun, so stay in the country, son.
C-M-O-N. Come on, everybody, catch fire. This is radio that burns up the airwaves. Roy Boy Long is full of gas.
Eject! You know what? If builders built buildings the way some programmers wrote programs, then the first woodpecker that came along would probably destroy civilization.
If you eject my tape, I'll never speak to you again.
Ha ha! That's the whole idea.
No, wait, I was just...
Eject! There. Ha ha! Sure, I've had my ups and downs, but the boy still kicks when he's cornered. Get back! Get back!
I always let the phone ring more than once. This puts the caller on the defensive by making it appear you have more important matters at hand.
Roy boy.
I want to hear a song.
Then shoot from the hip and spare me the lip, cowboy.
I want to hear You Left Me Abruptly by the Frying Pan Gang. And I want to send it out to that lying drunken tart who phoned you twice already.
This is a family show, Buster.
Well, then how'd they get you for this job? I mean, it's hardly no secret, like, everybody knows you're a Boots Brand cheesecake, eh? You sweet-talk the panties with nothing more than wind in your overblown clown suit from the bygone days of your half-earned past. Y'all's a cheated poker.
I'll meet you in the parking lot in 15 minutes.
I don't fight cripples.
I'll tear off your arm and feed it back to you bloody end first.
Ooh, you got me scared.
It's your move, cowboy.
Play a song.
Tell me why, and don't be shy, you're on the hurting channel.
All right, I will. Well, my girl turned her back on me at 8:30 this morning. Horse trailer's jackknifed on the overpass at Memorial in Blackfoot. My car's a pile of junk, and my horse has gone lame, so right now I'm standing in a stinking payphone on the outskirts of town without a penny to my name. You're telling me it's my move?
You're taking yourself too seriously, pal.
You play that song or out.
Shuckaroos.
You left me abruptly. I could even say roughly with a jar of southern comfort between my knees. You left me abruptly. My cards are so unlucky. Just sing me that song, pretty please.
Oh, yes, I've been tumbled. I got gored by a bull in the prime of my life. I lost my dignity. I took up the bottle and I gambled my money away. Now I've been on the wagon for 92 days. My socks both match. I've been saved. Your humble host, the clown who hung up his nose for radio.
You left me abruptly. I could even say roughly, my cards are unlucky, and I'm down on my knees. Won't you sing me that song, pretty please?
It's 2:42 on a rare afternoon in the cowtown. Roy boy.
I have a confession to make.
Is this who I think it is, ma'am? The daughter of Groucho, the king of the clowns? She who blew me kisses in my heyday?
I fibbed.
Come again?
I lied.
You mean you never...
Please don't be angry with me. I only said those things to get your attention. I was lonely and down in the dumps. I turned my back on my man in a moment of weakness. And now I'm full of regret for being such a jerk.
Aw, shucks.
So, if you're listening, my love... Come home. I've got the barbecue going. Nice cold drink. And me. Then maybe after we can go to the rodeo grounds. Oh, Dave, what do you say?
women.
This is Dusty McCoy, your Stampede reporter, and gosh, do we have troubles. Roy?
I'm here.
Bingo Pajamas has been gored by a bull. It's hard to say how bad the clown is, but he's down on his back in the dirt.
Chuckaroos.
Stand by.
I know how it feels. It flashes in my nerves. There's dirt in my mouth. There's stars all around. There's a deep, hot hole with a river rushing out. And the air is a beckoning mist. I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
Roy, boy!
What?
Roy!
What?
They packed Bingo up and he's on his way out.
Hang on for a second.
This is Dusty McCoy from the rodeo grounds.
This is the Rawhide Hour. Your action channel first.
Country in the soul, country in the blood, Country 88 is the one most loved.
Whiskey.
Go away! I'm tired of your feeble requests. I'm sick of my own bad jests. And I don't give a damn what you got on your chest anymore. A Smith & Wesson beats four aces. Oh, goody, it's our guy in the sky with another one of his brilliant traffic reports.
Yee-haw! Roy, hold the music. I've got news. There I was, skimming down McCloud, and what do you think I saw? An ambulance stuck in the traffic. So guess where I am now? You're right. I'm whirling to emergency with Bingo and the chopper beside me. What fortune! What courage!
Well, how's the clown making out?
Stand by!
The meaner, the bull-ass, the beggar, the fox.
Oh, hey, let go of that stick, you!
Hey, Roy, you still on the wagon, you gimp?
I need a drink. You! The beast! Oh, yeah, then... Come on! Just a second. Where's my nose? There you are.
Okay, now I'm ready. Toro! Toro! Toro!
Where am I?
Easy there, fella. You're still in one piece. It's 3 o'clock. Show's over.
Over?
Take off your nose for Pete's sake.
What? Oh. How the hell did I get on this horse?
Radio waves.
Huh?
Oh, relax. Enjoy the scenery. We'll be there in a few minutes.
Where?
My place. It's around the next bend.
I never knew you cared.
Come on. Don't be silly. I mean, just because I'm a taped voice doesn't mean I don't have feelings. You're my sweetie, Roy.
Shuckaroos.
Nobody really understands or even seems to care
This has been the Rawhide Hour, and my name is Roy Boy Long, reminding you all that man will occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of the time he'll just pick himself up and continue on, thanking you. So long.
Giddy up. Hold tight.
Yee-haw!
So listen. Well, listen.
You can use this for a guy track. If you can, you know, all that junk that we just did.
Hey, Mike, guys, it sounds good in here.
Let's pack it in for the day, okay? It's a wrap.
The Rawhide Hour by Gordon Pengilly, featuring Dennis Robinson as Roy Boy Long, with Ty Hallis as the drunken woman, Bill Davidson as Old Buster, and Paul Whitney as the old cowboy. Also in the cast were Kent Galley, Blair Haynes, Don Hill, Chris Moore, and Rhonda Trod as the cowgirl. Music was composed by Michael Becker. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The recording engineer was Al Lambden. Sound effects by Eric Wagers. Production assistant, Ivan Tudisica. The Rawhide Hour was produced and directed by Mark Schoenberg. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Until next week, I'm Ken Haslam wishing you good night.